Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim, and we've got a great show for you today. I just want to say how grateful I am that we had another full house last week at my in-person mixer. And gosh, meeting so many incredible business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, people that I've been on my show and now I get to meet. And if you have a business that you would like to be in person or are virtual, we have our next one coming up. September 10th is our virtual and October 10th is our in-person. And all you have to do is call us or text me and say, I want to be in, and we will get you scheduled to be in. And I'd love to find out more about you. So of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We've also been giving away lots of comedy tickets. That's one of the fun things that I love to do. So if you are interested in comedy, text me comedy, and we will get some tickets out to you today. Also, what else do we have here? We've got a couple books from our authors. So if you like who you're talking to and listening to, who I'm talking to and you're listening to, text me so that we can get some books out to you. My first guest is Dr. Philip Middleton, and of course, he is a cardiologist at Cardiology Consultants of Philadelphia, and he is really interesting. We're going to talk to him about really learning new ways to prevent heart attacks. Who doesn't want to know that, okay? And actually how to prevent and measure preventive measurements of precise treatments of heart inflammation that can lower our risk. So let's welcome the doctor on.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, some of these new ways to prevent heart attacks. I mean, I guess over the years, it just gets better and better, right? I mean, that's what we're hoping for, correct?
Well, you've identified this as being a very important problem, and it is, because it's the largest cause of death in the United States, heart disease. And the commonest type of heart disease is atherosclerotic heart disease, which, as you identified, is the cause of heart attack and is a major cause of stroke. And although over the years there have been increasing abilities to diagnose it even before symptoms and newer treatments, much of what is available has not yet been implemented, either because of patients not presenting to be evaluated before they have a problem, and also what has been called therapeutic inertia, sort of the disconnect between what we have available and what is actually being done. So I think, as you indicated, there is a potential to decrease risk substantially as long as what we have available is utilized.
Wow, that's a big deal right there. So I know we were going to talk about inflammation, and we all know about that with, you know, lupus and different things, but I've never really thought about heart inflammation, and how does that occur?
Well, there are different types of heart inflammation. Some involve the heart muscle, some can involve the heart valves, but what we're talking about here specifically is vascular inflammation. And vascular inflammation is a process where the inner lining of the arteries supplying either the heart or the brain become subject to some injury, which then fosters a cascade of inflammatory chemicals, which become within the plaque that builds up in the arteries. And when the inflammation causes a disruption of the plaque inside the arteries, you can get clotting in the artery, complete blockage of the artery, and then you can end up with a heart attack or a stroke. Now, this vascular inflammation was identified many years ago and over the decades has been proven now to be a major factor. But it's only recently with the advent of new therapy, specifically low-dose colchicine, which is marketed under the name of Lodoco, L-O-D-O-C-O, that got approved by the FDA last year. For the first time, we have the ability to target inflammation and significantly add a powerful risk reducer to the things that we have had before, which would be all the lipid-lowering therapy and the lifestyle modifications that that have been utilized.
Very interesting. And so why can it increase the risk for heart attack or stroke? Like, I mean, we know that obviously blockage, right? But what about inflammation?
So when material gets deposited in the arteries, which is called plaque, it's a very complex process where you have some deposition of lipid material. You get various types of inflammatory blood cells come into the area, and they begin to produce inflammatory chemicals. And these can lead to disruption of the plaque. And then the inflammatory chemicals get mixed in with the blood, and that can cause a sudden clot and can cause a heart attack.
And when you have that plaque, or, you know, you take your calcium test, and is there any way to reduce that, or is there any, or that's it? That's your reading, and you can't really change that.
Well, you've identified a very important test, which is increasingly being used as an adjunct to lipid testing, and that's the calcium scoring test. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a really, really useful test. It's a test. It's a very limited CAT scan. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes, has very, very limited radiation exposure. And it can identify the earliest stages of plaque development. And it gives you a risk score. And if you use the lipid levels plus the risk score, you can get a very strong predictor of future risk. And now that we have the ability to target that risk more, there's a great potential to markedly decrease the risk of heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular death.
So, okay, if you have a high score, what do you do? What can you do to prevent this?
So that's a good question. What do you do if you have a high score? And oftentimes, people look at the score and they don't really understand what it's indicating. The score is not necessarily a predictor of how narrowed an artery is, but because of a lot of information that has been gathered with these tests, it is a very, very strong predictor of future risk of coronary death or heart attack. And so if you have a high score, the first thing that's usually done is to treat the individual's cholesterol and triglycerides. And then the second thing would be to identify vascular inflammation, which can also be measured with a blood test called the high sensitivity C-reactive protein test. And if you combine aggressive lipid lowering plus aggressive decrease in vascular inflammation with this low dose colchicine, you can markedly decrease risk of future cardiac problems, including heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular death, and even need for coronary revascularization procedures like stent placement and bypass surgery.
Okay. And now what about food? Does food play a big thing?
Right. So before you would even start with any of these therapies, encouraging a heart healthy lifestyle is important. That would include a regular exercise program if the individual's physician determined that it was safe for them to do so. The second would be a diet low in saturated fats and cholesterol. And the third would be avoidance of smoking and obesity. And then adding in the drug therapy.
Right. And now what about meat? Is that red meat? Is that, a big cause of this? I know a lot of doctors think that, and then some don't. So what's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I think your point about meat is an important one. There's a two-pronged effect. One is that that beef does increase your intake of saturated fats, and from that standpoint and standpoint of your cholesterol levels, it would be advisable to limit that significantly. But there are other factors. For instance, that in your gut, in your intestines, there is a population of microorganisms called the gut microbiome. And there are 10 trillion organisms in your gut. And 10% of the chemicals that your body produces called metabolites are actually produced by the gut microbiome. And what organisms grow or more likely to grow are dependent to a large extent upon what you eat. So for instance, if you eat a lot, if you eat beef, that fosters the growth of bacteria, which actually produce inflammatory metabolites. So, you know, it's the old expression, you are what you eat. It's really true, because you're just adding in another, another amount of inflammatory chemicals into your body.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense, because I've been doing a lot of gut, gut control. They say like your gut is your second brain, or maybe even your first brain, right? I mean, and so it really plays out to what you say, that you are what you eat.
That's correct.
So if you're eating meat, maybe with fat, and then it's going to in turn go through your body and go back into your heart, and that's where your inflammation comes. So is there a significant difference being, eating vegetables and good, I guess I would say healthier, definitely, correct?
Absolutely. I think it's very important what you eat. All these factors, contribute. And, the more factors you have that are beneficial, the more likely you are to do well.
Okay, I love it. And so can you leave us with a couple strategies to help heart health and inflammation?
I think the first thing is to get evaluated, and I think that should be done in early adulthood, unless the person has a strong family history of cardiovascular disease, in which case it should be done even earlier. And the second is to have your lipid levels checked, have your high sensitivity C-reactive protein level checked, and then in somewhat older people, the calcium scoring test is very, very useful. However, in individuals 30 years of age and under, the calcium scoring test is not generally used, because a negative score would not necessarily predict a low risk, because even if you're developing any plaque, it's not likely to be calcified yet. But I think that, being proactive is the most important thing.
I love it. Where can our listeners go? This is so interesting. I'd love to have you back and talk more. So, so, so interesting. And again, where can we go and learn more?
You can visit the website, which is lodoco.com. That's LODOCO.com.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for sharing some incredible, helpful tips. And I hope my listeners really take it seriously, because this is your chance. This is your warning right here. So again, please share our show with everyone. And thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, that was an incredible information that we are hearing here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you take some of that to heart, no pun intended. And we've got lots more, but we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this: having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, I'm really excited to join together with our next guest. And, of course, their schedules, our schedules, and we finally got them on. And, of course, we are talking about Morgan and Devin Klein. And they are the owners of Burn Boot Camp, and I'm excited to hear about them. Husband and wife power team, I love that. And welcome, Morgan. Are you there?
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Hey,
Devin, having are you there? Oh, good, Devin. We got him on the phone. All right. I know you guys are busy like we are. So good. Well, welcome, you guys. And first of all, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Talk to us a little bit. Let's like flash back. How did you guys meet and how did you get started?
Yeah, so Devin and I actually met when we were in sixth grade. We grew up in the same hometown and we became best friends and then we started dating. We're high school sweethearts and we've been together ever since. And we both took two different paths. I took the corporate career route and Devin was a professional athlete playing baseball. And when that dream ended for him, he decided to continue to stay in, you know, health and wellness and become a personal trainer. And so my job moved us to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's where he decided to start Burn Boot Camp. out of a parking lot. And that was in 2012. And here we are today, and we've got over 350 locations open. We're in 43 states, and we've got three beautiful children. And, of course, I left that corporate job and started our own journey. So we're excited to be here today.
I love that story. So organic. Gosh, Devin, talk about your take on this whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, Morgan and I started off just wanting to do good in the North Charlotte community. Our first tagline for Burn Bootcamp was Fit Community of Moms. Charlotte's Fit Community of Moms, to be exact. Which we had to rethink that tagline pretty quickly because we grew beyond the five locations that we envisioned very quickly and became a franchise. And, you know, we awarded hundreds of territories in just the first couple of years to our surprise. And, you know, Morgan and I have been really the yin and yang to the leadership organization. I'm very much a visionary. I'm very much idea driven, and she's very much part visionary, but also mostly integrator in making sure that we actually get traction in the organization. So, our history together and our chemistry, you know, being married and having children and meeting when we were 12, it plays well into leadership and business because we're able to be honest with each other, and you know, there's never any fear of, you know, stepping on one another's toes because we'll just talk it out. We've got that relationship. So it's going really well.
I love that. Wow. All the way back to sixth grade. Like, who knows what they're doing in sixth grade? You know, I remember being president of my school. So I kind of did have that leadership in my brain. So I could totally relate to both of you. But having that relationship for that long and really, having the yin and yang, as you say, you know, and both of you being leaders, I love that. So talk to us about your first building of your business. What was that vision, and how did you grow it?
Yeah, so we started off in a parking lot, like Morgan said, we had $600 to our name to invest into some dumbbells and some yoga mats from a local Dick's Sporting Goods, and I think funny story, they got angry. The third location that we built out, they're all sublease locations because we didn't have financial history to get a building. And the third one we built, we actually sold the Dick's Sporting Goods out of all their dumbbells. So that was a funny story. They're like, what are you guys doing? You keep coming in here to buy dumbbells. You know, so then fast forward to just a couple years later, we finally had history and we're able to secure leased buildings from, you know, so we upgraded from the sublease kind of parking lot, gymnastic studio days into an actual lease of our own. And then from there, we began buying buildings. So now went from not having one to owning a handful. So we're in the journey.
Wow. So how many buildings do you own?
So we have a headquarter building that we operate our flagship out of here, and that's a 22,000 square foot building, and we have another 11,000 square foot building down the street, which houses our studio where we do our Burn Bootcamp on demand product out of, which is our digital subscription. Anybody in the U.S. can buy from anywhere, even if they're not near a gym, and we do all of our content production out of our second building, which was the original world headquarters building, Huntersville, North Carolina, where the first one started.
Unbelievable. And let me ask you, how many clients or how many people do you have working for you?
Working for headquarters, we've got about 100 employees, and then Devin and I own 9 gyms across the nation, so that's another 400 to 500 employees. But Burn Nation serves 124,000 members and roughly 6,000 employees of those locations.
Do you both ever go, oh, my gosh, how did we get here? And, like, you know, kudos to both of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's definitely part surreal. There's moments where we wake up and, you know, it's like, man, if you just close your eyes and snap your fingers and you were here, would you ever believe it? And there's a lot of the times that you're like, no, this is surreal. But most of the time, it's, you know, we expect to win. And I think that's very important. It's an attitude that you take maybe into a sports game or any competition. You step on the field and you expect to win every day. And, you know, the byproduct of that is you visualize those wins. And so we've mentally rehearsed the situations that we had inevitably found ourselves in many a times, you know, which rendered it not so surprising when we actually, you know, reached those goals.
I love that right there, Devin. I mean, you know, of rehearsing to win. I mean, that one of my sons races go-karts all over the world, and you have to rehearse to win. You have to visualize where you're going in life, where you can't get there, right? If you see it, you can believe it. So let me ask you, do you not only work with, you know, Burn Boot Camp, okay, but you also have a new book, the Burn Boot Camp 5-Step Strategy for Inner and Outer Strength, right? Is that your newest book, or do you have several books?
That is our newest book that Devin and I co-authored. He authored a book previously called Stop Starting Over. So between the two of us, we do have two books out there for people to grab and learn some new tools and strategies on how to make their life better and to gain that inner and outer strength.
Okay,
one of the things, Kim, that's important about this book is that it goes beyond just, you know, the traditional workout and nutrition type fitness books. And we really lean into mental health and emotional strength. So the 5-step strategy just really goes over, yes, you know, fitness, like, yes, body, but we call it burn in the book, but also there's strategies for nutrition, nourish, achieve, believe, and connect. So those are the 5 strategies, and we dive deep and share stories of 14 of our members who are real-life members who have really gone through the ups and downs that life throws at them and how they've used this 5-step strategy to continue to ascend to the highest version of themselves.
I love that. I love that. So let me ask you, first of all, I love that you are all about mindset because, you know, without your body, I mean, well, it is a total connect, right? I mean, you have to think it, you have to believe it, you have to work it, you have to live it. And so I love that. Let's talk about transforming our lives, okay? I guess that's really what you'd help people do. And so if you start with burn, talk to us about what that really means.
Yeah, if that's the body, right? That's the anchor of your life. We really believe that, you know, the all discipline and all character can be developed through fitness. It's not the only way, but it's the most tangible way. When you pick up a dumbbell and it was 20 pounds last week and it's 30 pounds this week, you can't help but to gain confidence from that interaction with fitness. And so if you anchor your lifestyle inside of your workout routine, meaning that every day that is the anchor to your schedule and that's the non-negotiable, you don't miss that. Just that discipline allows you to keep a lot, many more of the promises that we so oftentimes will break to ourselves in life.
Believing is another one. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that's really your mindset. That's what's going on in between, you know, in between your two ears. And we believe that if you don't get that right, it's going to continue to give you roadblocks to achieve the goals that you want, to achieve your, you know, your North Star, your vision. And so we talk a lot about just the thoughts that you allow into your head, the words that you're speaking outwardly. Are they words of winners or are they words of losers? Because when we allow our brain to believe certain things and then we start to speak it, that becomes our actions. And if it's going down a negative path, then again, you're not going to be able to achieve the things that you've set forth for yourself. So we give a lot of tips and strategies about just, you know, not just surrounding yourself with good people, but allowing your mind to go into a positive state and not a negative state.
I love that. Words of winners. Okay. And so when you're working with people, obviously you work with people all over the world. Are you doing, like, are there classes for mindset? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so we don't have classes for mindset. We have 45-minute camps, which are unlimited with a membership at Burn Boot Camp. And then we have what's called focus meetings, which are one-on-one sessions with your trainer. It's about 10 to 15 minutes. And, you know, a lot of the times it's just an opportunity for you to connect with that trainer that you trust and to share your vision, your goals, and for them to kind of challenge you on, hey, what's getting in the way? Is it nutrition? Is it your mindset? Is it the belief that you have in yourself? And so that's one way that we educate our members on mindset, but it's also a podcast. We have the Burn Bootcamp podcast. We have obviously the book. You know, we have an email list that we're trying to push that message everywhere they are when they interact with Burn.
Love that. I love that. And okay, of course, nourished. We are what we eat. And I see that you have like 110 minute recipes. So good. When you're hungry, you know, I have 4 children, now 5 grandchildren, and I call them hangry. You know, they need it now. And 2 of my boys, you know, I had 2 girls, 2 boys. They were like, Mom, what's for dinner? And it was like, you had 10 minutes. I was going to, in fact, make one of those 10-minute recipe books. But, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so there's 50 that you can make in 10 minutes or less that are right in the book. And we've wanted to keep it as simple as possible. It's a global grab-and-go society. And if we're going to nourish ourselves properly, then we need to make it easy. We need to make it convenient. And a lot of times, the difficulty is just the perception. It's the lack of knowledge. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. And if you know something but don't know how to execute it, what good is the knowledge, right? So we try to keep it very simple. We anchor our nourishment belief into, you know, the philosophy that you shouldn't start to change things about your diet that you don't intend on keeping forever. And the way that you can start is by 5 small wins, because each of one of these small wins is just one little moment. And we know that when you add up all the little moments, that equals momentum. And so the 5 small wins are an opportunity for people to gain momentum with their nutrition. And it's a great starting ground for people. And they range from sugar to alcohol to calorie consumption. We call it being calorie accountable in the book, amongst a few other small wins that are sprinkled throughout. But it tends to really keep people on track, keep it simple, not, you know, have so an insurmountable goal in front of you that you and I both know, you know, can cause people to,
not keep it. When they should. Absolutely. I love that. Okay. Let's go on to the next one, but I want you to see if we have time to give one of those recipes just briefly. But achieve, okay? Talk to us about achieve.
Yeah, this is the goal-setting strategy in the book. So, you know, what is the vision for your life? What is your North Star? And how do we help you get there? Because a lot of us are just going through life kind of on autopilot, and we're never stopping to think, what does life look like for me now, and what is that perfect day for me? What is life need to look like for me in a year, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. Because if you don't sit down and design your own life, then it's going to just tap into you. And, you know, you're going to keep going day by day by day. And so we believe that you have to have structure around the achievements you want to have in life. And so we give you some tips and really a framework of setting your perfect day, setting your vision. And then how do you work backwards from that and say, okay, well, what's stopping me from getting to that vision? And how do I start to eliminate those roadblocks so I can live out a life that I
right.
love?
So reverse engineering, correct? Yes, I love mm-hmm. that. After you've made your goals, what's stopping me? What's getting in my way? I love that. And lastly, connect.
The community, right, that holds it all together, you know. I was a professional athlete. Morgan was an athlete. And when you're working out with your team and people around you that have a common mission, you know, working out's hard. And so, you know, if you can equate it to some level of suffering, you know, you have this group of people that get to, you know, sounds weird, but suffer together. And in that collective, you know, kind of derivation of suffering, they get to bond and they get closer together. It's pain. Working out is painful if you're doing it the right way.
Of course.
You're supposed to recruit your muscle fiber. You're supposed to concentrate on your muscle and micro tear it so it can come back stronger. And it's painful, so it's important to do it together, and it's important that we gamify things as well for the community. So the community is the glue.
I love that. No pain, no gain, right?
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. So we do have a couple minutes. Talk to us about a couple of your recipes so that people can really wrap their head around it and know that it's totally feasible.
Yeah, so my favorite one, probably, I'll just give you 2 quick ones. My favorite one is the classic chicken sweet potato meal. It's the way we teach you to meal prep in the book is to batch make all your protein at one time. And that way you have like just a Tupperware full of, let's just say, chicken breasts for this purpose. And then you just pull from that throughout the week. And so that there's more detail, but that's as basic as it is. And the classic chicken and sweet potato is just that. It's like pre-making your chicken, it's pre-making your sweet potato, and then being able to pull those things out when you need it. And so, yeah, no difficulty here. It's the most straightforward, easy recipes that you can have. There's a whole section of snacks that we include our Afterburn protein powder, which we make here in-house, is one of our many supplement offerings of Burn Nutrition. And the Afterburn pancakes are my favorite, where you can take the protein powder and you can mix it in with some just normal run-of-the-mill kind of protein pancakes. So those are my two. Morgan, any quick ones you want to?
Yeah, I love the sweet potato casserole as well. You know, it's a staple of mine because it's just so easy, but there's ways you can season it, so it's different. And our life, we have three kids, so it's all about just being simple and
I get it.
Finding foods that are, you know, gonna fill us up, but also we know are good for us.
Yeah, there's no mind-blowing recipes. It's all very practical things that we've actually used in our own lives to maintain the business and the family and all the things so that, you know, we never have to introduce an ultimatum to ourselves.
I love that. Okay, I have a really stupid question, but you said breast. I know everybody talks about chicken breast. Do you ever do dark meat or is it bad for you?
No, dark meat's not bad for you. I think, you know, the classic moderation rules, like too much of anything is bad for you. So if you're over-consuming the volume of anything, like duck, for example, is a great source of protein, and duck is all dark meat. So no, it's I think there's a lot of myths in the fitness industry and the nutrition industry due to companies trying to vote for your attention to get you to believe what they're saying and not believe what somebody else is saying. We don't take that approach. We think that there's a right solution for everybody, and what we try to do is through our focus meetings, through books, through the Burn Bootcamp podcast, is try to guide people to what works for them. And we don't think you know, any two human beings' experience is the same of the world. So how could their fitness and nutrition regimen be?
I love it. Yeah, yep. There you go. I love it. Okay, you guys. Wow, big time. This was so much fun and so fun to hear your, your ride and, of course, your glory of what you guys are doing. Where do our listeners find your book and all your locations? Because they can reach you online, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So our book is available on Amazon or really any other retail outlets online. So you can just find it there, or you can go to burnbootcamp.com, and we have information about the book as well as where all of our locations are. And you can download our app to try a free trial with our on-demand fitness as well. So we'll send you the links and you guys can, check it out.
Okay. Great. And gosh, this is something like I could do this right from my own home, right? I love it.
Yeah, there's a body weight one too, Kim. So even if you don't have equipment, we have one of the four members that we're using to model and showcase the workout is a body weight only, so that you can take it with you literally anywhere.
I love that, you guys. And I know that you guys were so generous. We got a couple books to give away to our listeners. So I'm going to give out our phone number right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is text me and say that you want to get in shape and feel good and just put the word burn, and we'll get that out to you from our team. And, of course, I love talking to both of you. Continued success, and I love that you guys are that power team and you're just helping so many people in our community. I would love to have you back and follow more and get started on these five steps of strategy for inner and outer strength. Again, thank you so much for being here. Please share our show with everyone. And again, thank you so much.
All right,
Kim.
You.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Super great stuff from Devin and Morgan, and I can't wait to check out their books. And again, if you are interested in winning one of their books, text me right now at 805-419-0008 and just put Burn Boot Camp, and we'll know that you're talking about their books. All right, and we are going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking with Kathy Buccio.
Thank you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
All right, some really good information getting organized for kids going back to school. So, my next guest is Carolee Mitchell. And, of course, she is the head of growth business. And we're going to be talking about things at Bank of America and her responsibilities and what they can do for you and how to stay ahead of the game as a business owner. So let's welcome Carolee Mitchell.
And of course, I know that we're going to be talking about the B of A report, business owners' growth expectations. And we are in an unpredictable year. And so what are business owners expecting for this coming year?
Well, thank you for having me on, Kim. Delighted to be here. Our business owners are cautiously optimistic. In fact, 65% of small business owners and 87% of mid-sized business owners, you know, are anticipating that their revenues will increase over the next 12 months. And in addition to that, 39% plan to expand their business over the next year, 30% plan to hire more employees, and 55% are reporting higher business revenues in 2023 then in 2022, and we anticipate that that trend will continue in 2024.
Okay. And what are business owners doing to stay engaged with their customers? Is IA a big thing, and can you offer some unique interactive customer experiences?
Sure. Business owners are eager to connect with their customers. They recognize that, you know, this is sort of the source of their ability to grow. They want to deliver, you know, quality service. They want to enable, you know, and exceed their customer expectations. Specific tactics they're utilizing are things like personalizing customer interactions, gathering customer feedback so they have a good understanding of what their customer needs are, marketing efforts, whether it's direct marketing, digital ads, direct mail and email newsletters. You know, this idea of customer engagement is a really important ingredient to fuel growth, and we see business owners telling us that this is part of, you know, one of the most important aspects of their strategy.
And, of course, Carolee, you are super passionate about, like, the development and really hearing what our business owners, their, I guess, their needs and their concerns. So what are some of their concerns that they're dealing with right now?
So business owners, first and foremost, I love working with them because they're quite resilient. That said, you know, top of mind for them is inflation. Inflation is sort of a thing that has impacted them directly. They are having to look at things like cash flow, reevaluating sort of how they're paying their employee wages, making sure that they, you know, as they look to expand, that they're able to do that appropriately. And, you know, roughly two-thirds have increased their prices based on impacts due to inflation. So top of mind for business owners, I would say, is really inflation. And I think the other thing that they're thinking about is, in this environment, how do I look at my business operations? How do I think about modernizing it, incorporating technology and digital solutions so that I can deliver the best customer satisfaction, you know, run my business in the most efficient way, and, you know, ultimately reach new customers?
Yeah, I totally understand that. And so what steps are they taking to address inflation impacts?
Many business owners are telling us that they, one, are watching it. They are also increasing employee wages. You know, unfortunately, that is something that they are looking at doing. About one-third have increased their wages. Two-thirds have, you know, raised their price based on impacts due to inflation. And when I say, you know, unfortunately, in terms of employee wages, it's a good thing for the employee, of course, because it's helping them deliver and, you know, basically, you know, earn a living. The flip side to that is running that cash flow and the operations from a business owner standpoint. So from a business, you know, owner standpoint, you know, these are some of the things that they've been able to adjust and pivot around, you know, based on the environment. And I think also just staying close to the customer, making sure that they're, you know, on the right track and delivering the right products and services at the right price. And delivering it in these channels that, that customers expect now, you know, brick and mortar and also in the digital environment.
Right. And what are the comments from the customers with the inflation? What are they hearing?
So our survey found that, you know, 73% of small business owners and 68% of mid-sized business owners are concerned about inflation, with 84% of small business and 90% of mid-sized business owners reporting inflation is currently impacting their business. And so it's a real issue.
Gotcha. So what steps are businesses taking to modernize their operations and plan for the future?
So what our business owners tell us and what our surveys found is that 71% of small business owners and 99% of mid-sized business owners who digitally optimized their business in the last 12 months did so to enhance their operations. And when we dig a little deeper on that front, there are things: 59% helped to increase customer satisfaction, 50% were to manage cash flow, 46% tell us stay organized, 44% did it to reach new customers.
Great. And Carolee, first of all, thank you so much for sharing all this information here on my show. Where do our listeners find out more about this?
Your listeners can go to business.bankofamerica.com.
right. Great. Thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a great, you too. Bye-bye.
Let's welcome our next guest, Kathy Gallimore. And, of course, she is with PETA, and we're going to find out a little bit more about how we can stop some of the cruelty that's going on. Kathy, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
And, Kathy, you're here to tell us some, you know, unfortunately, it's not great news, but it is very important news. And, of course, let's talk.
That sounds good. Yeah, we're here to talk about what the U.S. National Institutes of Health, our foremost health agency, is funding in laboratories overseas.
And talk to us about that. First of all, for my listeners, I know I do a lot of PETA interviews and stuff, and can you kind of share what PETA is?
Well, PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. We're an animal rights organization headquartered here in the U.S., but with affiliates around the world. We have about 9 million supporters worldwide, and we operate under the principle that animals are not ours to experiment on, eat, wear, use for entertainment, or abuse in any way. And as part of that mandate, we work very hard to replace the use of animals in laboratories with much better human-relevant methods.
And what has PETA found out about really some of the funding of animal experiments in other countries?
You know, we found out about this through a whistleblower we had from South America, but what we have since uncovered is that the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, is sending about $18 million every single month to animal laboratories in other countries. But recently, transcripts from Congress were released showing that NIH officials admit they have really no idea where the money's going, how it's used, what the oversight is. They just mindlessly signed off on foreign grants without having a clue who was receiving taxpayer money and for what pointless and cruel experiments on animals it was used. And what we found out is that monkeys, dogs, rabbits, mice, bats, all kinds of other animals have been used, have been harmed, have died in foreign laboratories that our leaders who were funding it knew nothing about.
Wow. And I hate to ask these kind of questions, but what kind of experiments are they doing?
Yeah, it's always painful to talk about, but I think it's so important for people to understand. In foreign laboratories right now, dogs are being addicted to opioids, and they're being made to go through withdrawal from those drugs. Mice are administered cocaine. Monkeys are being made to have strokes. And bats are being infected with dangerous viruses that may be transmissible to humans. And right now, foreign laboratories in 45 different countries are receiving U.S. taxpayer funds. And these are Canada, Switzerland, England, Peru, Ecuador, among others. And a lot of this is funded under the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, that part of NIH that was headed by Anthony Fauci for nearly four decades.
Wow. And what is the solution? How do we help?
Well, we think there's only one way to go about this, and that is to cut off funding for animal laboratories in foreign countries, since they have no oversight at all, and NIH seems to have no clue what's going on. Fortunately, many members of Congress are on the same page with this. They have introduced the Cease Animal Research Grants Overseas Act. It's the CARGO Act for short. It's a bipartisan bill, and it would ban NIH from funding experiments on animals in foreign countries. This obviously would spare animal lives. It would save taxpayers billions of dollars, but it would also free up those funds to go to research that might actually help humans. And we don't really think animals should be used at all, since it's not been predictive of human disease outcomes. But if it's going to happen, it needs to happen here where there is some oversight mechanism.
And of course, you are a veteran of PETA, correct? 35 years, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. That's a long time. That's really like a dedication right there, first of all. Thank you for your dedication. And where can our listeners go for more information?
They go to our website. There's just so much information on all kinds of topics there. That's at PETA.org or PETA.org. And there's information on how to contact your representative for the Cargo Act that's on our homepage there, as well as all kinds of other ways to help.
I love it. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here and really sharing some knowledge that a lot of people really don't know. They don't even have a clue on what's going on in the world. And so I appreciate you bringing us some information, and we hope that we can really get to the bottom of this.
Thanks so much, Kim. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed some of my incredible guests. I hope that you've called in and won some great guests and, of course, some great gifts. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. The world is small. Don't burn a bridge. You might have to cross over again. Really good advice, because you know what? It comes around. And what is the old saying? What goes around comes around. So with that, thank you so much for joining us here, and I'll see you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.